Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course you already know what time it is. It is a Black Hand 2.2. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good day today. We had a little bit of snow and ice storm here in Kansas City, but not as bad as it is going on back east. So I won't even mention it anymore. But yeah, we had some pretty good weather here. Bad weather. And hopefully I can get up in the morning and actually go to work in it, because that's what I do, and so on and so forth. Well, tonight's episode is about something that I have noticed over the last 21 years. Bitching and complaining. We have bitched and complained about a lot of stuff the last 20 years, mainly in the last two. If it isn't about COVID, it's about elections. If it ain't about elections, it's about people we elected for. And so on and so forth. It's becoming a very bad habit among people now. And we bitch and complain more now than we did ever in the last century. Now, it is our God-given right that not everybody's going to be happy. It's also a God-given fact that not all of us are going to be, happy with the way things are, which is why we complain. And if you are really, really thinking that people are out to get you, you bitch about it. You put them all together and goddamn, you just don't want to hear it. Now, as of late, people have bitched and complained about political views, followers, pretty much every damn thing. Their jobs, food, cars, gasoline, anything that we use on a daily basis that's being either hiked up or completely wiped out. And we bitch and complain about it. We also bitch and complain about those that are trying to help themselves, and we think that they're just being, leeches. And whatever. And we bitch complain about that. And of course, like I said, political views. One is bitch complaining about the other, and vice versa. I, on the other hand, am tired of all of it. I'm tired of hearing about, people whining, and all that type of shit. It's like, okay, we get it. You don't like the way things are. You don't like what person is running the country, you don't like the person that's helping him run the country, and yada, 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 and bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I get that, okay? But the thing is, if you whine and complain too much, that's all people will ever know about you. If you come up to you and they tell you, you have something nice on, and you say, well, but whatever the hell I got on is this, and you start whining about it, they're not going to want to talk to you. It's kind of like when I was growing up, I was a nerd. I was a nerd, and I was also a recluse. I didn't talk to very many people. I didn't have too many friends. And the friends I did have, they had to do something really, really catchy for me to be friends with them. And back in, the early 21st century, I should say, I bitch complained about my daughter's mother all the time. For good reasons. But after a while, I start putting my problems on Facebook, word for word, verbatim. And I did it pretty much all the fucking time. To the point where people were like, you really need to shut the fuck up. You need to stop bitching and complaining on Facebook. I don't want to care about what the hell is going on with you. It got that bad. It got so bad that I took a hiatus off of Facebook for 4 months to get my head straight. Seemed like 1,000 years ago, but it's only been about maybe 12 years. But ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're angry. Okay, I know that you are angry with the things our way are now. I know you're mad about the way things are going. And I know you're mad about people that open their mouth and reveal that they're so fucking stupid that there's nothing you can do about it. hence the bitching and complaining. Now, bitching and complaining can go to either sex, male or female. It can go to any kind of problem that you may have that you can't solve or think you can't solve and you just haven't tried it. But either way, bitching and complaining will get you left by yourself faster than anything else that you can do. Reason why I know is because I have experience in that. In this day and age, especially now, there's a lot to complain about. A lot to complain about. And people will let you know, either behind your back or to your face, what they're complaining about. You may not like it that they're bitching and complaining about it, to the point where you're bitching and complaining to tell them to shut the fuck up. Hence fighting, hence shooting, hence murder, and everything else that comes along with it. We are very extremely short-tempered now. The slightest little thing will set us the fuck off. Anything we do or say that a person does not agree with will set them off. These little young dudes, young girls out here, and guys that shoot first, shoot later, you know, they complain about shit all the time. It's a nonstop bitching and complaining fest, really. So, what can we do to stop the bitching and complaining, you say? It's not a lot. See, the world as a whole, and I say this with the most sincerest way possible, doesn't give a shit. The world does not give a fuck how you feeling. Doesn't care if you complain about it or not. And the people that are on this planet could give a care less. That's the world we live in now. Feelings are weakness to them. You show your feelings too much, then someone can take advantage of you. Everybody's on guard. Everybody wants to stay in a little cocoon and leave people alone and vice versa. And they don't want to hear you bitching. They don't want to hear you complaining because they got their own problems. So the whole monopoly on, hey, look at me, that shit don't cut it in the 21st century. It doesn't. And if it does, if you try too hard, some people will actually take advantage of you because you're bitching and complaining. If you bitch all the time and complain all the time, 24/7, 365, somebody will learn that shit and they will use it to their advantage. Say, for example, younger people dating, boyfriend, girlfriend. I love her. She's my boo. She's my boo. Ooh. Okay. Now, this is can be directed to either one, but I'm going to start with the woman. If you bitch and complain to your boyfriend every single fucking minute of the day that they are cheating on you, you fucking around on me. No, I am not. And you say, oh, really? Okay, fine, whatever. Then you pretty much give him permission to fuck around on you. Reason being because you're not going to believe him any goddamn way. He tells you, no, I'm not messing around with nobody. I ain't messing around with nobody at all. And you don't believe that. Then after a while, he's going to be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to go out and have sex with the first damn woman that actually will give it to me. And you can't say a fucking word because you bitched and complained the entire time that he was doing exactly what he just did. Men. Ah, yes. Men. You get a girlfriend or wife or whatever. You talking about, well, I don't want to be lonely by myself no more. I want to be with you and only, you know, that type of shit. I want to have my babies, and all that BS that I've heard men say to women to get in their pants. You get this woman. You begging, you cheat, you do all this stuff to get this girl, and you finally get her. And what is the first thing you fucking do? You follow the first big butt that comes in front of you. Got to find out what her name is. Got to hit that. And all that type of shit. And then you wonder why most women do not trust men. But then you want to bitch and complain when they go out with somebody after they dump your ass. What are you going out with him for? Who gives a shit? You fucked that up. She can go out and have sex with any damn man she wants to. If Mandinkle walked in the middle of the room with nothing but his naked ass, and she wants to get his naked ass, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Nothing. You can bitch and you complain. But it was mainly your fault. Same with the woman. See, I don't understand why. I mean, I get to saying that I can complain all day long. It's not going to do me no damn good anyway. And it doesn't. The only thing it does is give me a damn headache. It makes me older. That's about it. Give me more gray hairs. But people, especially now, will complain about every fucking thing there is out here. Everything. They will complain about the sun coming up in the east and why it sets in the west. They'll complain that the water in the ocean is too wet. They'll complain that a woman should keep a dress on, and then they put a dress on and say, well, it's too damn tight. They can do this, do that, whatever. Women complain that there's no good men out there. But you still continue to mess with the bad ones. Racism. Big bitching complaining. No one is showing anybody else a fair shake. And it goes on and on and fucking on. Well, see, I still complain. I do. I'm not going to lie. I'm a human. Every human complains about something. But see, my complaining is for things that I wish I could change, but I can't do it. I'll have no fucking power to do it. And that's it. I don't complain about gas prices because gas prices are bad everywhere. I don't complain about my job because there's some people that don't fucking work at all. Some people that wish they could have a job. I was in that same position. See, every damn position I complain about, I have been in. I have been out of work for months. I've been out of work for a year. I have had cars that don't work. I've had cars that work too good. I have complained about, you know, dating, and I, you know, that's why I got married. So I wouldn't have to do that shit no damn more. So yeah, but I still complain. But it's about shit that everybody else is dealing with. Bills, complain. Working, complain. Your car breaking down, complain. Keeping a roof over your head, complain. Simple shit. Shit people that complain all the damn day long. But if you complain about little small penny any bullshit, like your man is fucking around on you, then you know damn well he probably isn't. That's a waste of goddamn energy. You complain about the world, the way it's fucked up. The world's been fucked up for years. As soon as the first human put his first foot on the goddamn ground, this world has been fucked. Can't do anything about it. We complain about war. Still goes on. We complain about, you know, military men and women. Still got them. We complain about the police being brutal to most minorities. That shit's been going on since the first person put the first fucking badge on. And it will still continue, even if with all this technology that we have. So see, the wasted energy that you use to bitch and complain could go into a lot of things. And it's a, right now, in essence, it's an epidemic, it's a virus itself. If you get up in the morning complaining, oh, damn, I got to get up and go to work. Wow. Okay. But there's a homeless person right now sitting out in the fucking cold, freezing his fucking ass off. Got blankets out their ass, scared somebody might take their shit. And you are complaining about getting out of a soft bed in a warm house to go to a job that pays for all of it. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't to me. You complain about your kids. And there are some people that do complain about their kids. They do. Hard to believe, but yes. My God, these damn kids get on my damn nerves. Well, sorry to tell you this, but no one told you to meet this guy and have sex with him to have these children. I've said it before. If you don't want kids, don't fucking have them. Because we're going to treat them like shit. You should have never had him in the first place. Sorry, not sorry. So then you complain about, you know, dating. You complain about your marriage. You complain that you and your husband don't have no fun no damn more, whatever hell that means and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, that's something you should really, you know, talk to him about or talk to her about. And then, like I said, y'all come up there and y'all complain about not having a good moment and everything, and you have one. But you look at a big booty Trudy over here who will sleep with any damn thing that has a name. But then she wants to hold it over your head and you want to bitch and complain about it. No one told you to sleep with that woman. Sleep with your wife. That's why you got one. Sleep with your boyfriend or husband. That's why you got one. Yeah. All these little young guys and girls got their little washboard abs showing and their asses all hanging out and stuff like that. Yeah. Really attractive. But you got married for a reason. To stop looking at shit like that. This ain't fucking Dynasty. This ain't Dallas. Keep your damn thing in your damn pants and keep on rolling. Because if you keep fucking around, the trouble's going to find you. So you see, bitching and complaining does not solve shit. Only thing it does is make things even worse. Sometimes it makes it worse than it already was. Now, I am not an expert on bitching and complaining. Well, actually, maybe I am. Because I bitch and complain by my existence. Hard to believe. But I bitch and complain about my looks. I bitch and complain about my voice. I bitch and complain about my clothes, my job, every damn thing. I've been doing that for years. I've lost fucking years from doing that shit. And guess what? It ain't solved a goddamn thing. Nothing. I'm just older now. And I could have used it to do other things, energy-wise. But no. No. And it's cost me a lot. A lot. Okay? So, if you just have to absolutely bitch and complain about something that you can probably control or maybe not, who the hell knows, let it be something like, you know, getting good grades in school, getting a promotion at your job, hey, getting a better car somewhere down the line, and you can't get it. So you'll bitch about it a little bit, and you keep trying to get to that goal. Now, I am not a motivational speaker or anything. God knows I am not, because I've talked to some motivational speakers and I still feel like shit. But seriously, if you're going to bitch and complain about something, bitch and complain that your kids are, you know, don't have the best computers they can use in school, something like that. Bitch and complain about them not having the right sneakers so they won't be fucked with at school. Bitch and complain about your daughter dating this dude that's acting like a complete ass. Moms too. Bitch and complain that you don't have no gas in your car or no money to get it. Those are the things that you waste your time with. Those are the things that you use your bitching and complaining for. Because some people just bitch and complain just because it's Tuesday. And it doesn't solve a damn thing. And it's like, okay, you can do it. Who the fuck am I? You can do what you want to. But the thing is that if you do it, and you do it too many times, people are going to tend to stay away from you because they don't want to fucking hear it. There's also a lot of positive people in this world, if you can believe that. And they do not need to hear your bitching or complaining when they're trying to stay on the positive attitude. Which is hard as shit right now, because who in the fuck can be positive in a world that's fucked up like it is right now? Who? Rich people even fucking complaining. Oh God, I got so much goddamn money, I need to get rid of it. Okay, that's something really, really stupid, but if you want to complain about it, then oh well. So no one's immune to this shit. Somewhere in this great big world of ours, someone's bitching and complaining about something that they can't fucking do a damn thing about. That's just fucking life. Seriously. And if you don't complain or bitch about stuff, some people might think there's something wrong with you. Everything's right with this guy. Why the hell he ain't complaining about shit? So he probably thinking, okay, well, why the hell should I? It's not going to change a damn thing. And it doesn't. It doesn't change nothing. You bitch and complain about it, and next thing you know, you're back where you are before. So why complain about it? Why bitch about it? But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I've had a lot of damn time to think about this shit. And I watch TV. I watch all the, people bitching and complaining on the Capitol about shit that they, don't want done and should be done. And mask mandates, bitching and complaining about that. The vaccine, bitch complaining about that. It's a bitch fest. That's all it is. And it gets worse with every passing fucking day. So the only thing I can say is, if you just absolutely got to do that shit, make it for a good reason, please. Because if you don't, you're going to just look like a fucking idiot. Oh, God, you are. And if something that you can change somewhere down the line, okay. But if you know something that you cannot change at all, and you still bitch and complain about it, then you can just prepare yourself, because no one wants to be hearing that shit. We got enough. There's enough bad shit going on to last a lifetime. They don't need to be hearing it from you. Keep to your damn self. Stay in your damn house. Lock all the doors. Put aluminum foil on your windows. Whatever. Because ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. They got their own problems. So, it's a very, very, hard thing to do. Since you got so much shit that's going on to bitch and complain about, and you can't do a damn thing about it. But if I've learned something, it's that change is good unless you don't want it. And change has happened several damn times over the last 20 years, 22 years since the turn of the century. And people have shown their true colors. Whether it be hating people, hating certain people, or whatever. And we bitch and complain about that too. So, race has nothing to do with it. Sex has nothing to do with it. It all is a human thing. Complaining and bitching. And it's really, really, it's really a universal thing now. And even, larger in life characters, the president, Russia. You hear about that shit that's going on over in Russia and Ukraine. Just itching to go over there and start whooping people's asses. And it's almost like we're in the middle of a damn playground at recess. On one hand, you got this little skinny nerd guy that's just so happened to be the president of the United States. And you got these gigantic guys over here with muscles out the yin yang, and you got their friends that are bigger than hell, and they're ready to kick some ass, and they want you to jump in so they can whoop your ass too. And people are bitching and complaining about that too. So you see, you can't get away from it. Just like anything else in this great world of ours, you can't get away from it. It's on every channel. It's on radio. It's on CDs. It's on podcast. Wherever. You're going to hear about it whether you want to or not. And then you'll bitch complain about it. So yes, it's an epidemic itself. It is. So the only thing I can say to you, my audience, is that if you got to do that, make sure it's for a good reason. Because no one's going to fucking listen to you unless it is. But if you do it too much for no reason whatsoever, you're going to lose a lot of damn people from around you. Because like I said, no one wants to hear that shit. No one wants to hear you complain about shit in your life over and over and over again. They're going to tune your ass out or just tell you to go on some damn where. They got their own problems. I don't need to hear yours. And what can you do? You have to respect that, because I wouldn't want to hear it either. I got my own problems. Who doesn't have problems? But bitching and complaining doesn't do any good. Never does. So you just have to try to do the best you can, and can't do that, then oh well, not meant to do it. I got a philosophy about that too. I try to do the best I can for myself, my family, you know, loved ones, everybody. But if that is not good enough, then you're on your own. Something else I can do. And I could bitch and complain, but that ain't gonna do no good either. So you just do the best you can. Try to get through. Push on. Whatever. But the choice is totally up to you. But either way, that is my word for tonight. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand 2.2. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I'll see you guys down the road. Stop bitching and complaining. It's not worth it. And it's also a big waste of energy, your time, and other people's time. Just keep that in mind. Have a nice night. Peace.